1290-800-965-1290.
A federal watchdog group clears President Trump's former Interior Secretary. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes from Washington.
Former Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke's been cleared of trying to influence a special election in Pennsylvania. The Office of Special Counsel saying in a letter on Monday that it found no evidence Zinke violated the Hatch Act, which bars federal employees from using government resources for political purposes. Zinke telling CNN yesterday that false allegations can destroy the reputations of those who serve their country.
The keto diet was one of the most searched diets in 2018. Now, is the diet safe for you, though? There's been some conflicting reports. Well, Fox News had a chance to catch up with Dr. Oz, and he says the keto diet, it may not be all it's cracked up to be regarding your health.
Keto, paleo, these are the most searched diets on the internet.
Yeah.
We cover them on the show all the time. But it hasn't been studied well from a general health perspective. We know people lose weight. Especially some folks, if your body looks like a square or a brick, then you tend to lose weight on these diets because it changes your internal hormones. But this important study from the American College of Cardiology, one of the first of its kind, looked at 13,000 people who were not in this irregular heartbeat called AFib. And it found that when you had less carbohydrates in your diet, you seemed
right.
to have more atrial fibrillation.
And according to Dr. Oz, what that means is you're five times more likely to have a stroke. Please remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort was sentenced on Wednesday to a total of 81 months in prison in connection with his guilty plea related to foreign lobbying and witness tampering, a term he will serve including the 47-month sentence handed down in a separate case in Virginia last week. Former Department of Justice official John Yoo on the sentencing.
I think the sentence here was quite fair. I think Paul Manafort's defense attorney is not doing him a good turn by complaining about the judge. The judge could have sentenced him up to 10 years. He got less than 4 years here.
Actress Lori Loughlin is in police custody. She surrendered in Los Angeles to law enforcement in connection to the largest cheating scandal ever prosecuted in the United States. Loughlin and her husband are accused of paying around $500,000 in bribes to get their daughters into USC. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal wants to ground all Boeing 737 MAX airplanes. He says the United States should follow the lead from other countries.
There is no reason for American flyers to be less safe than China, Ethiopia, Argentina, Mexico, and now apparently the United Kingdom.
You can add Canada to that list as well, and the United States has said they're going to wait and see what comes about of the FAA investigation before making any decision. A man was arrested after allegedly stealing firearms from a Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives facility in West Virginia. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
Federal officials fear thousands of guns were stolen from an ATF facility in West Virginia. The case began when police searched Christopher Lee Yates' car and found a pistol. They ran a check and quickly determined the gun had been stolen. Officials are concerned it may have been an inside job.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A federal watchdog group clears President Trump's former Interior Secretary. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes from Washington.
Former Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke has been cleared of trying to influence a special election in Pennsylvania. The Office of Special Counsel saying in a letter on Monday that it found no evidence Zinke violated the Hatch Act, which bars federal employees from using government resources for political purposes. Zinke telling CNN yesterday that false allegations can destroy the reputations of those who serve their country.
The keto diet was one of the most searched diets in 2018. Now, is the diet safe for you, though? There's been some conflicting reports. Well, Fox News had a chance to catch up with Dr. Oz, and he says the keto diet, it may not be all it's cracked up to be regarding your health.
Keto, paleo, these are the most searched diets on the internet. Yeah. We cover them on the show all the time. But it hasn't been studied well from a general health perspective. We know people lose weight. Especially some folks, if your body looks like a square or a brick, then you tend to lose weight on these diets because it changes your internal hormones. But this important study from the American College of Cardiology, one of the first of its kind, looked at 13,000 people who were not in this irregular heartbeat called AFib. And it found that when you had less carbohydrates in your diet, you seemed right. to have more atrial fibrillation.
And according to Dr. Oz, what that means is you're five times more likely to have a stroke. Please remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort was sentenced on Wednesday to a total of 81 months in prison in connection with his guilty plea related to foreign lobbying and witness tampering, a term he will serve including the 47-month sentence handed down in a separate case in Virginia last week. Former Department of Justice official John Yoo on the sentencing.
I think the sentence here was quite fair. I think Paul Manafort's defense attorney is not doing him a good turn by complaining about the judge. The judge could have sentenced him up to 10 years. He got less than 4 years here.
Actress Lori Loughlin is in police custody. She surrendered in Los Angeles to law enforcement in connection to the largest cheating scandal ever prosecuted in the United States. Loughlin and her husband are accused of paying around $500,000 in bribes to get their daughters into USC. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal wants to ground all Boeing 737 MAX airplanes. He says the United States should follow the lead from other countries.
There is no reason for American flyers to be less safe than China, Ethiopia, Argentina, Mexico, and now apparently the United Kingdom.
You can add Canada to that list as well, and the United States has said they're going to wait and see what comes about of the FAA investigation before making any decision. A man was arrested after allegedly stealing firearms from a Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives facility in West Virginia. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
Federal officials fear thousands of guns were stolen from an ATF facility in West Virginia. The case began when police searched Christopher Lee Yates' car and found a pistol. They ran a check and quickly determined the gun had been stolen. Officials are concerned it may have been an inside job.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A federal watchdog group clears President Trump's former Interior Secretary. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes from Washington.
Former Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke's been cleared of trying to influence a special election in Pennsylvania. The Office of Special Counsel saying in a letter on Monday that it found no evidence Zinke violated the Hatch Act, which bars federal employees from using government resources for political purposes. Zinke telling CNN yesterday that false allegations can destroy the reputations of those who serve their country.
The keto diet was one of the most searched diets in 2018. Now, is the diet safe for you, though? There's been some conflicting reports. Well, Fox News had a chance to catch up with Dr. Oz, and he says the keto diet, it may not be all it's cracked up to be regarding your health.
Keto, paleo, these are the most searched diets on the internet.
Yeah.
We cover them on the show all the time. But it hasn't been studied well from a general health perspective. We know people lose weight. Especially some folks, if your body looks like a square or a brick, then you tend to lose weight on these diets because it changes your internal hormones. But this important study from the American College of Cardiology, one of the first of its kind, looked at 13,000 people who were not in this irregular heartbeat called AFib. And it found that when you had less carbohydrates in your diet, you seemed to have more atrial fibrillation.
And according to Dr. Oz, what that means is you're five times more likely to have a stroke. Please remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort was sentenced on Wednesday to a total of 81 months in prison in connection with his guilty plea related to foreign lobbying and witness tampering, a term he will serve including the 47-month sentence handed down in a separate case in Virginia last week. Former Department of Justice official John Yoo on the sentencing.
I think the sentence here was quite fair. I think Paul Manafort's defense attorney is not doing him a good turn by complaining about the judge. The judge could have sentenced him up to 10 years. He got less than 4 years here.
Actress Lori Loughlin is in police custody. She surrendered in Los Angeles to law enforcement in connection to the largest cheating scandal ever prosecuted in the United States. Loughlin and her husband are accused of paying around $500,000 in bribes to get their daughters into USC. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort was sentenced on Wednesday to a total of 81 months in prison in connection with his guilty plea related to foreign lobbying and witness tampering, a term he will serve including the 47-month sentence handed down in a separate case in Virginia last week. Former Department of Justice official John Yoo on the sentencing.
I think the sentence here was quite fair. I think Paul Manafort's defense attorney is not doing him a good turn by complaining about the judge. The judge could have sentenced him up to 10 years. He got less than 4 years here.
Actress Lori Loughlin is in police custody. She surrendered in Los Angeles to law enforcement in connection to the largest cheating scandal ever prosecuted in the United States. Loughlin and her husband are accused of paying around $500,000 in bribes to get their daughters into USC. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified
Good afternoon and welcome to a delayed version, but a new edition of Modern Design. My name is Richard Christopher Scuderi. I've been doing our show here for about 5 years. I'm an interior designer in right in town here on 176 or 202-31 right here in Ringo's, New Jersey. And I'm very lucky to have a new guest in studio. I'm going to say, make sure I say your last name right. It's Todd
Gaiser.
Gaiser. Yes. Now, people pronounce that wrong sometimes.
Yes, they do.
Is it French? Because it looks, with the O-I-R, it looks French.
It's actually Polish.
Oh, it's Polish. Yeah, yeah, I guess you're Polish. But it looks almost French.
Right.
So his family's company is called Gaiser's Furniture, and it is a beautiful, beautiful upscale brand down off of that 206 in Belmead area. And lovely. So welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me, Richard.
So tell me, you know, I've known your organization, your store there for such a long time. Tell me the history where it dates back to. I know your dad is retiring now, right?
Yes, correct.
And did it start from a previous generation before him? How did you guys, how did the Gaiser's get started in the furniture business? How did it all evolve?
Sure. Actually, my brother Greg and myself are third generation.
Okay.
So my grandparents had a store in Passaic, New Jersey.
Okay.
An entirely different type of store where they carried Zenith products when the TVs were
electronics. The,
right, yes, uh-huh. And home appliances as well.
Okay.
And then my parents opened a store 40 years ago in Belmead.
Uh-huh.
And my brother and myself were involved, and my dad's retiring. So,
uh-huh. Yeah. So how did it go from sort of more home electronics to furniture and fine furniture?
Yes.
How did that evolve? Was there a wish of maybe one of your parents to get into that business or a love of it?
Yes. Well, my mom, I think, had been so involved in the business, too. We'd go up on weekends.
Uh-huh.
And just the area lended itself better, the Princeton area, to the traditional furniture.
What did Belmead look like 40 years ago?
It was definitely
a lot different,
a lot different,
right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. The housing development, even those total areas, it seemed to move up 206. So the location was ideal. It was a standalone building.
Sure, and a beautiful building.
Mm-hmm,
if
yeah.
people are not familiar with the location, if you're taking 206 south down to Princeton, you'll see this beautiful building on
the right-hand side with sort of weathered cedar shakes. And you know what's kind of funny? When I was growing up, I always was going to be a designer because it was in my head. But I was always noticing when I would go down the shore and I would go through Bayhead that some of those buildings, which looks a lot like your building,
right.
some of them, the cedar shakes weathered to a gray, but some of them stayed the brown. Right. And yours stayed the brown. No. Why is that?
No.
Why
did well, we did have to repaint it, restain it after.
So is it just a maintenance thing?
Yes.
Or maybe because you're not in a shore environment.
Right.
So I guess it doesn't age in the same way.
Yes.
Have the cedar shakes changed through the years, color-wise?
Yes, they have, a little bit, yes. And, you know, just from the weathering, have had some.
And you have that beautiful yellow and white stripe awning.
Yes.
I always say, don't ever change it. I love that
right.
combination together.
Yeah.
So you have a very big store. And as I remember, last two times I didn't venture down the basement. I don't still know if you still have that open. Tremendous, tremendous. So tell people a little about the store per se. You have really upscale brands. So tell a little about the store per se and then also what you have going on downstairs.
Sure. Right. So, well, what's notable in the entranceway of the building, since it used to be the former Harlingen Schoolhouse,
okay.
you have the bell tower entranceway walking up the stairs, and we have two floors of furniture. It's deceiving from the outside because half the building's underground.
Right, and there's a lot of inventory
so
underground.
A lot of people say that, oh, I didn't realize it was that big.
Yeah.
So, but we've, over the years, we've developed a niche in 18th century reproductions, medium to upper end.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of companies that started Kittinger, very high end.
Sure.
Harris, Kittinger still does things today for the White House.
Mm-hmm.
So they're located in Buffalo, New York.
Mm-hmm.
And we just developed a niche in that.
You know, when I was working on, I have sort of a process each week that I do when it comes to design and media.
Right.
And for me, that starts on Sunday. Sunday, I come up with a concept for that week's program,
right.
both here at WHCR in Flemington and at the television station, Princeton Community Television. It's like alphabet soup here.
Right.
On Wednesdays and follow through because I start writing a blog.
Right.
So my Sunday blog was all about fine furniture. Where has
yes.
it gone? And I wrote a little piece in my blog. If you're following me on social media, I'm sorry we're down right now, but if you're following me on the program by going to the website for WHCR, the 100 and Chambers radio station, and listening to me, I definitely, each Sunday, I do a post called The Color Guru, T-H-E, Color, C-O-L-O-R, Guru, G-U-R-U, at Blogspot, B-L-O-G-S-P-O-T, .com. And each week we have a blog. You can sign up. The blog is free. It's like a little informational thing. It always has pictures on it. Kind of fun. So that's where it begins, and that's where it began with you this week with the inspiration of me coming in.
Right.
PCTV, where we shoot design for the Times. I come home that way, and I would pass this wonderful building. I said, you know what? I have to check it out. I haven't been there after the first of the year, and I came in. You guys were very gracious. And you agreed a couple of months ago, I think it was January,
yes.
that you'd come, and all of a sudden didn't. Like, you blink your eyes and it was March.
I know. It did go by quick.
So I stopped in the other day to talk to you, and I was like, wow, where did the time go?
Yes.
I did notice that from when I first went in there, you were getting ready for the sale, that a lot of pieces were gone.
Right.
And you have this big sale going on. So tell us about the sale and what's on sale and what's going on there. At Gaisers.
Sure. Well, currently we started out at the beginning of the year having this retirement sale for my father.
Right.
We still are carrying our existing product, our mm-hmm. Hancock and Moore leather, mm-hmm. your medium to upper end, traditional manufacturers. But we've also brought in a lot of different manufacturers.
Wonderful.
Trying to reach a broader audience.
Right.
And some more transitional in addition to the traditional.
Let's talk about furniture in general, because I feel that furniture has just changed so much, and design has changed so much.
Yeah.
I started 22 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and 22 years ago is not really, really that long ago
right.
for a career, but it seems like a lifetime ago, because things 22 years ago, we were in a period of time where things were better financially.
Right.
People were less afraid, I think, to spend money.
Mm-hmm.
And homes, the look was just traditional, and if you were successful, you showed that by decorating your home, putting your best out, and fine surfaces, and the detail of fine surfaces,
yes.
Reproductions or beautiful antiques, mm-hmm. fine, you know, leather and all those things. And then something happened around, I would say around 2000, things started to change slightly.
Right.
But we're still seeing, you know, very much up until 2005, hardcore, beautiful, traditional things.
Yes.
But then when we got to about 2008, and when the economy started to tank,
Right.
First, people dropped off spending, and then the people that were doing things were the younger generation, the millennials, and they didn't want any part of that.
No.
They wanted it to be clean and gray and didn't have the same desire or level for quality, I should say. That's probably a little insulting, but that's how I see it.
Right. No, it definitely is true.
How did that follow suit for you guys?
The recession hit hard for the furniture industry as a whole.
As a whole, sure.
And retailers also as a whole.
It's hard to find a furniture store now.
Yes, it is. It's not many mom and pops left.
Right.
So stores left.
I think that it's incumbent upon us when we have a mom and pop store that has been around for such a long time is to use them and to go there and not go into .com because that really ruins it, not only for the vendors, it ruins it for the whole community.
Yes.
You know, as we lose these wonderful businesses, what are we doing to our society as a whole? Not good things. Right. You know,
yes. And that's one thing that my parents over the years, we're not a high pressure store, we're a family store.
Right.
We enjoy the relationships with our customers and we build with the relationships with our customers. A big part of our business is interior design, like yourself.
Sure.
So we offer those services complimentary.
Right.
So it makes the customer feel more at home as well.
Right.
So it's a big part of our business. We'll go out to customers' homes.
Mm-hmm.
But then we move with people. We've done multiple homes.
Because they're loyal to you.
Yes, yes.
All right, we have to take our first set of commercial messages. A lot to talk about. I'm with Todd Gaeser of Gaeser's Furniture in Belmede, New Jersey. We'll be back after these commercial messages.
Thank you.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we are back with more of a Modern Design. My name is Richard Christopher Scuderi. I own Maven Hill Interior Designs in Ringo's, New Jersey, at 176 Route 20231 in the Ringo's Flemington area, selling everything from wonderful accessories and beautiful lighting, all the things that you need, and of course, all the services. Maven Hill Designs is all about the services, the painting, the window treatments, finding fine pieces of furniture at places like Gaeser's, molding, hardwood floors, kitchens and baths. If you Google our company, we were in three times, actually, we were photographed for Design New Jersey magazine this year and quite a few other periodicals. I did find out recently I'm going to be in New Jersey Monthly magazine for one of my projects. All right, so let's take a look at the weather and see what's going on. I always wonder, Todd, each day, should I spend that money to get my car washed or not?
I
so
know.
Let's see
Mine's
what it is.
Right now.
I can't stand it. Okay, so currently it's pretty warm. We have fair skies. It's 50 degrees. This afternoon it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 51 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 34. On Thursday, it'll be partly sunny with a high of 59. That sounds pretty good to me. Thursday night, there's a 40% chance of showers. Let's not get our car washed.
Right.
Okay, a low of 49. On Friday, there's a 90% chance of showers, but a high of 62 degrees. Friday night, 40% chance of continued showers with a low of 42. On Saturday, it will be a beautiful sunny day with a high of 48 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear, but a low of 29. And on Friday, another sunny day with a high of 43. Again, our program is called Modern Design. We've been here for 5 years now. No one sent me a cake or anything, but I will take that you allowed me to continue to do this and bring you wonderful topics. I did want to tell that I have a kind of a nice following, which is so nice, on Facebook. We're going to try to get the show back up again. The video, everything in turn is working, but there's some sort of a glitch with Facebook. So when we're talking, I will try to get that back up again. But I wanted to let you know that those that follow me, you know that I wrote a book. The book is called The Lonely Boy, which is available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and in the Barnes & Noble stores, including the one in Princeton, New Jersey. I will be having a book signing this Saturday from 12 to 2 at the Old Wick General Store, which is 57 Main Street in Old Wick, New Jersey. If you'd like more information, it's 908-884-0770. The topic will be called A Conversation on Good Mental Health. I will have from the station as well Ruth Altamira Roll, a licensed clinical social work, and I will be having a couple surprise guests. Then we're going to talk about mental health and things you can do, a fun interactive conversation on a tough topic, and things that you can do to make your life happier. So please join us. Again, the event is free from 12 to 2 on Saturday from 12 to 2 at the Old Wick General Store, 57 Main Street, Old Wick, New Jersey. From 12 to 2, a private room, a lot of fun stuff going on. For more information, it's 908-884-0770. My guest live in studio today, who's been very patient, happens to be Todd Gazer, and he's one of the sons. There's two sons?
Yes, my brother Greg is.
Okay, of Gazer's furniture. I want to say fine furniture, because it's not just furniture, it's lovely pieces. Right. For those of us, you know, some of us are in the trade that listen to me.
Right.
I want to talk about some of the companies, who's still in, who's out, and some of the trade stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
sure.
When you walk in, you walk up to the first floor, and then you see there's some wonderful grass paper, some beautiful grass paper, and then there's vignettes sort of on that first floor, that top floor there, with different manufacturers. So for currently, what are some of the manufacturers that you have on the floor?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, there was Kittinger, which is in Buffalo, New York.
Okay.
Very traditional.
And Kittinger is a line that's still going on that you carry.
Correct, yes.
Are there stuff that's for the sale? Are some of that discontinued pieces or floor pieces? What's for sale?
We have a mix of product that's still current, so we can special order or sell from the store.
Right.
We're doing a lot of great discounts on stock merchandise. Try and turn it and try and freshen up a little bit.
I noticed when I was going down the stairs out to my car, there was a really nice sort of contemporary transitional foyer table, very reasonably priced at a nice scale and size with a glass top on the left-hand side.
Yes.
And that was very reasonable. So that's a piece you could probably buy right off the floor.
Yes, absolutely.
Put in your car.
Absolutely.
I also saw that you had a huge white van outside. Do you have delivery available?
Yes, we do.
And
we
you guys do it yourself?
We do it ourselves, and we also have outside services we use for larger, more full rooms, settings, and things like that.
What about other manufacturers that you like or you have on the floor that you like to work with or would continue?
Century is a great manufacturer.
Now, Century's funny because Century is traditional, but Century has a lot of that new modern look, don't they?
Yes, they do. They cover the whole spectrum from transitional.
When I see the trade magazines and I see Century stuff, I think of that sort of some of the mid-century stuff and some of that sort of the 1940s Hollywood. You know what I'm talking about? That kind
Absolutely.
Of a look.
Yep.
So they're pretty good about, I think, having a lot of different looks.
Right. Yes, they do.
So Century is a good one that will grow with you. You talked about Hancock & Moore.
Mm-hmm.
What a good company. I happen to have a small library, but I have a library with a fireplace in my mm-hmm. home, and I have a Hancock & Moore sofa, a leather sofa, just as classic as possible, Chesterfield with the nail heads, and it's a sofa sleeper, so it weighs like 60,000 pounds. I was always afraid it's going to go through to the basement, but what a quality sofa, and just lasted. And you know the funny thing about that Hancock & Moore sofa, I could take that sofa to my next house and put that Chesterfield in a more transitional environment, or even almost a contemporary environment, and they translate, don't they?
Yes, they do. Nowadays, there's so much more of a mix. I mean, you can be in a traditional home and mix transitional pieces,
exactly.
Or the same way, being a more modern home and the traditional pieces still.
And people need to embrace that, because years ago, people used to say, what's your style, when they met them, to sort of profile them to get them the right things.
Right.
And they would say, oh, I'm eclectic. And I said, that's a cop-out. You're not eclectic. You're like country French. You like this. You like that. But now I have to say, I feel very differently about that, because truly now it is eclectic.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think if you've done your home in the 80s, the 90s, even 2000, now 20 years later, you can't reinvent the wheel all the time.
Right.
Styles change too much, and they've changed too much in the past 15 years for us to do that. So keeping your good core pieces and having them be quality is an important reason. Maybe they won't get all your pieces from you, but to get some good core pieces from your anchor pieces that you use a lot that need to be quality, and then do an eclectic mix, don't you think?
Right, yes, absolutely.
And that actually sort of looks right now.
Yes, it does.
You know, know, even in my own house, I have a big yellow clapboard center hall colonial. It's about 6,000 square feet in Tewksbury Township, New Jersey, about as traditional as you possibly could get. And 2 years ago, after January, when I put the Christmas stuff away and I looked at my room, I thought, well, you know, everything is super traditional here, but it's actually starting to look a little dated.
Right.
And I never felt that way before because when we went to school and as I decorated, I always decorated with longevity in mind. What do you think, just, and this is a personal opinion, what happened that when your house was finally done and you looked at it 2 years ago and you looked at it and traditional looked slightly dated?
Right, yes, it did in certain respects, but like I said, adding that mix of eclectic pieces, end tables, artwork as well.
So my work in the past couple of years, 2 years, I would say 2 to 3 years in general, is taking people's core pieces. And I'll tell you what I did with my dining room instead. I have a very expensive, nice, quality table. Right. I got rid of I ditched them. They're in the basement. I ditched my chairs that went with it as a set. I bought beautiful fabric chairs.
Yep.
I put head chairs that were a little bit different in scale.
Mm-hmm.
We changed the color of the room. I put a new rug in its place. I had the sideboard professionally painted, mm-hmm. so it was a separate piece, and simplified my drapes right. and a new light fixture, and that reinvented the space.
Yes, and
but the core pieces were still in the room,
right?
And I still have a china cabinet, which most people don't.
Right.
But china cabinets are great for storage. It's always the best to have a sideboard because you have closed storage. But I have a china cabinet, which is sort of – it's not so ornamented, so it worked out well.
Yeah.
I think that's how people should decorate it, don't you?
Yes, absolutely.
You know?
Mixing and, you know, again, if your needs are space, storage, like you mentioned, sideboards, buffets.
Right.
As opposed to full chinas. But reinventing it is definitely and the fine furniture, it does last.
It lasts, exactly.
That's the main thing.
And then when you're looking for a dining room set, you're going to have your holidays year after year after year after year. I mean, you know, every nick is a story on my dining room table of all these years of doing it. You want something of quality because you don't want to be replacing that.
Right.
You know,
right.
You want that to be set and done. Maybe something that you, like a kitchen set you could change out, but you want that to be quality. Same thing with like your living room furniture if you still have a living room.
Right.
When people come to you, is there sort of a trend of what people are asking for? I find that certain things, for a long time, it's been people wanting to change their cabinets to white shaker cabinets.
Right.
Although that's even starting to change a little bit now and they're looking for some new things. What are people coming to you with mostly when they come in? Is there sort of a trend that you see?
You know, leather is a lot of people are doing leather now.
Mm-hmm.
They like the style in family rooms and even living rooms or basements, family areas. And I think trend-wise, again, that mix. It's still so they like some of the traditional and your core pieces, your case pieces like your brake front and things that are going to last.
A long time.
They still want that quality.
Has the color of the leathers changed? Are people going more towards the gray sides of the leather as opposed to the browns, or not
we've
really?
We've seen transition of that as well. And when it comes to upholstery, too, now a lot of the manufacturers offer custom programs where you can choose. You know, back in the day, you used to buy a sofa that looked the same, a love seat that looked the same.
And, right.
But now it's you can also choose your back style if you want it exposed wood or skirted, and your arm style from a traditional rolled arm to transition. Additional track arm or
for yourself, I would say for myself, I kind of changed. I think as we all did with the times, probably if I was ordering a sofa for a customer for a quote unquote living room, I probably would have done a skirted bottom,
right.
And I probably would have done an English rolled arm.
Mm-hmm.
Now I do the track arm most often, and probably nail heading everything, right? Everything with nail heads. How about you? Do you do that?
Oh, yes. No, I do a lot of that.
Do you find that your personal taste changed a little bit during the process because you see things differently? Or I don't know how that sort of evolves. Because I'm a traditional person by nature, and I get the feeling that you are too.
Yes, I am. And being brought up in the business and, you know, until the last how many years, it's kind of been more the transition of the
I think this change pushed us out of our comfort zone,
right?
I had to sort of relearn some of it because I was so used to find beautiful stuff. And it's not like it didn't look beautiful anymore.
Right.
The problem was, Todd, when you would watch TV shows or movies, you wouldn't see yourself anymore.
Mm-hmm.
When you would walk through the mall or walk through places, you wouldn't see anything anymore. And when you went to reorder stuff for people, those fabrics, those things didn't exist anymore.
Right.
So it had to become a little bit more eclectic, don't you think?
Yes, and the manufacturers, like I said, had adjusted to that. And,
right.
You know, even your traditional manufacturers had brought in different designers to design, you know, some things that are a little bit more dated now to today's times and more transitional and just up, update some of their styles, but still maintain their, you know, core base as well.
Sure. One of the things that I'm disappointed at, but I start to see it coming back with design, is less color.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the richness of color.
Right.
And one of the things that I had to get used to was people weren't painting from room to room that much different colors anymore.
Right.
If they had an older home, they were opening up the walls, so there weren't natural breaks anymore. So we're using a lot of the grays, the gray beige tones with super white trim and white ceilings throughout. Sometimes you'd get a little bit of color in some of the bedrooms, but other than that, not a lot of color. The opportunity to bring in color now comes more from the furniture.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find with the change in times, the fabrics changed a lot too, the upholstered fabrics?
Yes, absolutely. I know where, you know, living rooms would be florals and, like you said, camelback sofas.
Right.
And now, you know, you definitely see the fabrics changing.
Right.
Also, you know, what once was known for only outdoor fabrics and materials, umbrella now
right.
is used indoors for durability because families are using their, you know, have been using their last 15 years.
Right.
You know, with the open concept, their kitchen areas and family areas more open and space-wise. So the
Todd, did you grow up in a very formal house? I grew up in a very formal house. We had the thing where my parents, when they built our Center Hall Colonial growing up, my dad was a builder.
Right.
So the first thing they did was they put double doors on the living room
right.
and these French-looking double doors on the dining room because you had a genuflect. Like,
right.
you didn't go in those rooms. Mm-hmm. I think people used to live more formally.
Right.
And if people do have, one of the things that I do all the time, if people have a formal living room, typically that, in an older house, it's the biggest room in their house. I'm
right.
making that almost a family room. I'm putting a TV yeah. in that room.
Right.
It could be casually elegant, mm-hmm. but taking away some of the formality. Are you seeing that?
Right, yes, absolutely. The rooms are being used, like I said, more than a family. And what used to be the old family room is now.
Right.
Yeah. So.
One of the things that I also see trending with fabrics is, and this I think is a very good thing, and I've taught this all along, when you have a big commit to fabric like a sofa, people aren't doing printed sofas at all anymore.
Right, no.
They're doing solid color no. sofas.
Neutrals.
Right,
and
whites and grays. Although mm-hmm. I do see people using navy blue as a solid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I like that a lot.
And I think they're bringing some color with accent pillows and
right.
things like that.
But in general, I think, you know, less patterning on big pieces of furniture,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What about dining room chairs or using benches? Anything that you see trending or people doing? I don't want to,
right.
personally, I don't ever want to sit on a bench. I'm a 6 foot
right.
two guy and I need back support.
Right.
How about you? Are you
yeah.
seeing trends?
Yes, I think there's a mix. It's probably a 50-50 split on people that are still using and still like to have a formal dining room
mm-hmm.
and ones that just want to be more casual.
Right.
So we do see a mix of usually dining room because you're spending more time there.
Right.
People like the upholstered seat,
mm-hmm.
wood back, or even totally upholstered.
And head chair has been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to see, and sometimes the trends don't work. They try them, they don't.
Right.
For a while, they were doing that the head chair, not only was it taller, but it had a wider scale. Did you
mm-hmm.
see that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if that was for comfort or just for drama,
right. mm-hmm.
But definitely seeing some of that and stuff. Anything that you see in terms of fabrics. I mean, all the fabrics, if I'm doing upholstery, if I'm reupholstering old dining chairs or sitting chairs because they have a nice frame,
right.
geometric, right? Geometric, geometric, geometric.
Yeah. Yes.
Anything else that you see? I don't see stripes anymore.
No, not as much stripes.
I will tell you this. I'm starting to see from the newer generation that doesn't remember it, some Walls coming back.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
How about you?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Damasks also are still.
Yes.
And I think with something that has already been established with an area rug in a dining room,
right.
a neutral damask is something that will go and work and still keep that formality even if they're redoing or
exactly.
different colors. So.
Also things like crystal chandeliers. The young, the ones coming up are wanting a little bit of crystal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, wow, the
right.
first thing we do is took all the crystals off. We wanted everything that, you
right.
know, we changed it. It seems to be evolving. It goes back to the way it was, but not in the same way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and I think they've had not as much all crystal chandeliers.
And no.
Mix and style, and then
right.
adding some slight.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, so we're going to take a couple more commercial messages. I think we're going to do a quick news break, and we'll see if we can get Facebook back up, and we'll be back with a lot more of our program after these messages.
Great.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort was sentenced on Wednesday to a total of 81 months in prison in connection with his guilty plea related to foreign lobbying and witness tampering, a term he will serve including the 47-month sentence handed down in a separate case in Virginia last week. Former Department of Justice official John Yoo on the sentencing.
I think the sentence here was quite fair. I think Paul Manafort's defense attorney is not doing him a good turn by complaining about the judge. The judge could have sentenced him up to 10 years. He got less than 4 years here.
Actress Lori Loughlin is in police custody. She surrendered in Los Angeles to law enforcement in connection to the largest cheating scandal ever prosecuted in the United States. Loughlin and her husband are accused of paying around $500,000 in bribes to get their daughters into USC. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Christopher Scuderi. I have in studio, I want to close Clubhouse. Did you ever watch Andy Cohen and Bravo? He has a Clubhouse. This is my Flemington Clubhouse right here. I have in studio Todd Gazer of Gazer's Furniture. Hard not to say fine furniture. Gazer's Furniture in Belmede, New Jersey. A beautiful store that you must check out. They're having a wonderful retirement sale because your dad is retiring.
Yep.
And they're going to be putting some new stuff in. but the core of that wonderful traditional will still be there in combination with more some transitional stuff. And our topic today happens to be just that, going more transitional, blending stuff. This is how people are decorating today, folks. It just looks better. It makes sense because we're living very differently today. We were talking before break about living less formally in general,
right.
Opening up walls, you know, having one sort of more neutral color. When you open up walls, then, you know, you don't really have those isolated rooms anymore. They become more well-used, but more casual. Let me ask you about sectionals. I'm not a fan of sectionals. Mm-hmm. In all my trade magazines, I read that sectionals are in, they're popular, so on. Here's how I feel about a sectional personally, whether it be leather or furniture, you know, or fabric or what have you. I think if you're entertaining that, and I don't have children, but I think if you're entertaining, adult people that don't know each other don't want to sit that close to each other.
Right.
My vision often of comfort is more modular seating. So what I've done a couple of times when I've had a small square room, like a designated living room in a new house that's a square,
yes.
I do four beautiful chairs with a low mm-hmm. cocktail table.
Right.
That's a great setup. You come back from dinner, or you're about to go to dinner, you pour hors d'oeuvres out or a board game or whatever you have, and everybody has their own comfortable chair. I'm not a fan of the sectional, but continually I will read in all my you know, in all my journals, all the stuff that I work on for the trade about sectionals. How do they sell for you, and do you personally like them?
In family rooms, we find people wanting sectionals that have larger families and
right.
be able to relax, or even a sectional with a chaise
right.
To watch, you know, football games, et cetera.
And, right.
But in living rooms, like you were mentioning about having four chairs, I mean, social, you're, instead of talking right to left to talk to somebody, you know, you're talking face-to-face with them. And I
exactly.
think that's important.
So. You know, another thing that that I think is that I don't think people are ordering love seats as much anymore.
No, you don't. You definitely see,
right.
And the cost is pretty much the same, too,
right.
from the manufacturers.
Right.
The,
and I think because at that time, the homes, especially the colonials, but there were a lot of, you know, other types of homes, were kind of long and narrow.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's why I think from the depth perspective, people
right.
did love seats.
Right.
I see them doing either, you know, two sofas or a sofa and two chairs.
Yes, chairs. Mm-hmm.
Is there a more popular configuration? Someone asked me this yesterday. I get calls all the time, and sometimes I get questions online from people from the media that I do. They said, someone had said to me, what is the most popular seating arrangement now for a room? This woman was thinking about changing out what she had. She had originally had a sofa, a love seat, and a chair,
right.
and she wanted to change it to a larger sofa and then two chairs with a table in between
mm-hmm.
because she thought it was better use of the space.
Right.
What do you think in terms of a layout of a living room or a family room?
Family room, again, I think tends to lend itself, like I said, to more seating area. Living room, which have been used less and less, do find that chairs are more apparent instead of, like you said, that love seat sofa.
What about now with the change of people putting TV on the wall, which
mm-hmm.
I thought I would never do,
right.
with putting flat screens on the wall? You know, often you can't always do it on the fireplace wall.
Right.
So now you have two focal points. You have
right.
you have the television side, and then you have the fireplace side. In those cases, people are asking me for swivel chairs.
Mm-hmm.
And swivel chairs in their day were around all the time.
Right.
Then they were considered kind of dated. I think I see the swivel chair coming back again or use for
mm-hmm.
it. How about you?
Yes, we do. We do see that.
And the swivel chairs more. Don't look so swivelly anymore, do they?
No. The bases are, you don't see the base. And
right.
A lot of them are closer to the ground, so it's not so, and they're not cumbersome either. They're
right.
some smaller style as well.
Anything that you see, I see a lot of modular pieces. I see a lot of mixed. I don't even see people doing like end tables, the same table on both sides anymore.
Right, nothing's matchy-matchy anymore. Everything's a little different.
The one thing about that which I find a problem, in some of the older homes, they don't have hi-hats or cans
mm-hmm.
lighting, which you can always put in, I guess.
Right.
But a lot of it in living rooms or front rooms is lamp light.
Yes.
And if you have different heights, to me that doesn't
right.
aesthetically work, you
right.
know. So I do like that they're different.
Right.
For me, one thing that's very nice is if you have two of the same wood, one is a solid end table and the other one is a nest of tables,
mm-hmm.
which I think nest of tables, which were so old-fashioned, are
right.
so back in style right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I've done them in metal. I've done them in glass. I've
right.
done them in mirror. I've done
mm-hmm.
them in a lot of different surfaces.
Yeah.
Nest of tables are important, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are. Especially my wife's been wanting me to get some.
Right, because in bigger rooms, it gives everybody a chance to be able to put a drink down or what? Their phone or those type of things. So I think Nest of tables have become more popular. Right. What about home entertainment centers? I've heard that these home entertainment centers, people aren't doing them as much anymore.
No, well, it used to be, like you said, the whole wall system, the took up the whole wall. You have your TV in the center and
different,
you
know,
bookcases,
right?
And had all your entertainment equipment there. But now things are in the basement. Everything's either RF radio frequency, and so a lot of people are doing consoles.
Yes, just very different, right?
Yes, right. Exactly. And a lot of mix too, not just your traditional ones. There's a lot of real fun pieces out there.
Are people? So I would say people are. So we talked a little bit about dining rooms. People were not doing china closets as much anymore. Right. They're doing a sideboard.
Right.
They're doing the table and the chairs in the living room. They're not using the love seat as much anymore. Anything else that you're seeing that just trends because people are living differently? The swivel chairs back, the Nest of tables is back. Mm-hmm. Anything else that you're seeing?
Kitchen, there's a lot of manufacturers we carry that have catalyzed finishes, which basically are more durable. Mm-hmm. If you put a glass that has ice in it, it won't leave a mark. Just real family, use everyday use.
And then I'm seeing dining tables with less glass.
Yes.
Right? So glass in the night. Oh, my God, right? Everybody went out and got a glass table.
Yeah.
Less glass with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also seeing for coffee tables or cocktail tables, either in the living room or the family room, ottomans.
Mm-hmm.
Or several pieces instead of one piece.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, we're seeing the same thing as well.
And a general sort of a casualness.
Mm-hmm.
How about specific fabrics? Any fabrics you're seeing people are going for there? Are they going for certain types of fabrics? Are they looking at linens? Are they looking at, do they want a poly fabric for durability? Is there anything that's trending or people are continually asking you
people
for?
People are cotton poly. They're looking for the durability, the day-to-day use.
And even in the upscale, they want some sort of a poly in there just for durability.
Yeah, durability. Yeah.
Now, does most of the fine furniture come in with some sort of a Scotch guard? I get that question a lot.
Some are, and some you have to apply it.
Do you ever do some sort of a treatment once it's in the store over the top of that?
We don't typically. We usually have it done to the fabric before it's applied to the pieces, have the manufacturer do it or send it out.
I always worry that if it's done after the fact that you'll have some sort of staining or the aging of it or when dust get on and how that absorbs.
Yes, and you're not sure about the product doing it yourself. And ask for us to do it as well.
Exactly.
So it's better for the manufacturer to send it to you. If they don't do it themselves, to have a house that does it.
So let's tell, we're coming to the end of our segment, so let's tell everybody if they want to come visit you. First of all, again, the name of your company, where you're located, the website, all that good information.
Right. We're at 2152 U.S. Highway 206 in Belmead, New Jersey. Our website is www.gaisorsfurniture.com. That's G-A-S-I-O-R-S furniture.com.
Wonderful.
Yes.
And the phone number?
908-874-8383.
Well, thank you so much for being my guest. It went by so quickly.
Yes,
you start to talk and
have
all these ideas, and then I have to shut it down. Right. Well, thank you, and I'm sure you'll be on again, and I'd love to have Facebook up again, and we'll do that.
That would be great.
Well, thank you for tuning in to another episode of our program. We'll be back next week with another wonderful and exciting new show. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day. Sorry about the Facebook thing. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Richard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort is sentenced to 3.5 additional years in prison for conspiracy and witness tampering. This all stems from the Russia investigation, and that brings Manafort's entire prison sentence up to 7.5 years. Manafort's legal issues may not be over, as he was indicted on mortgage fraud by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office as well today. Dozens of wealthy parents, coaches from elite colleges, and others are facing charges in the biggest college admissions bribery case ever. One of the parents charged, actress Lori Loughlin, is expected to be in court later today. President Trump is issuing an emergency order grounding all Boeing 737 MAX 8 and 9 jets in the United States. If you are currently flying on one of those jets, the plane will land as soon as possible, and you will then be put on a different plane. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
The U.S. government has released its annual report on human rights abuses by other nations. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the report singles out the government of Iran.
Last year, the regime killed over 20 people and arrested thousands without due process, just for protesting for their rights. This continues the pattern of cruelty that the regime has inflicted upon the Iranian people for the last four decades.
This year's report is released as the Trump White House continues to push European allies to join the U.S. in imposing sanctions and cutting off trade with Iran.
Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp users in the United States are all experiencing widespread outages. The outages began right around noon Eastern time, and all three of those are owned by Facebook. Some users say they can't open the apps, but others say they can't post anything or they can't get into their accounts at all. When Facebook is up, you can find us at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141.